think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
A mental health or addiction crisis can feel overwhelming. Getting help shouldn't be. The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Any adult, regardless of ability to pay, can heal with care and leave with connections to community-based resources. If you or someone you know is in a crisis, call or text 988 or go directly to the Franklin County Crisis Care Center at 465 Harmon Ave. Learn more at franklincrisiscare.org.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Get your shopping done right this holiday season with Big Air Columbus. Right now, you can get $100 off Elite Player Passes at Big Air, which is unlimited play all day, any day. Or buy one $25 gift card, get a free pair of holiday grip socks, plus a 1.5 hour pass to use after the new year. Big Air is the perfect gift for the kids in your family. So get your holiday shopping done right with Big Air Columbus. Stop by today inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall or online at BigAirUSA.com.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacy Cole, and Todd Michaels.
I mean, you just
don't know. Let's talk more about the no body. Prosecuting a murder without remains is a difficult thing. Anna Walsh's body has never been recovered. Prosecutors have blood evidence, surveillance footage, digital forensics, and a husband who admitted to disposing of all of that. So it's accounted for. But no corpse, no autopsy, no definitive cause of death. Dr. Atkinson testified that his office couldn't determine how Anna died because there's nothing to examine. So how do you convict someone of murder when the victim's body is gone? No murder cases. There are no body murder cases are rare, but they're not unprecedented. What does the prosecution typically need to prove here? Or what do they need to prove in this case when there are no remains to examine? Does the evidence just speak for itself here? Or I know nothing's truly open and shut, but in this case, does it just really, less is more?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's a totality of the circumstances and the totality of the evidence compiled. And it's all obviously circumstantial. You know, I mean, you're clearly not going to have any direct evidence that the person was killed. You're going to get evidence, if you're lucky enough, if you're the state and you're trying to prove somebody killed somebody, you hope that you have some evidence of blood, which they do have here, and you've got the evidence of, the Google searches, which are powerful, you've got the evidence of him dumping, but again, that argument, like that is really only evidence that he disposed of her body, and
admitted to.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So like it used to be no body, no crime type shit. Like that used to be the mindset. And, you know, they're far more common than they used to be. I mean, think about sweet little Harmony Montgomery. Mm-hmm. That's a no body case. Think about Zachariah Anderson up in Wisconsin. That was a no body case. And he was convicted on that shit, you know? Yeah. And it was like, there's a lot of people in that particular case that are like, that dude didn't do it, you know, and he was just like the way that he was in, like, I don't know if you watched any of that trial, but like he was just doing shit on the stand, or when like his kid was on the stand and he's making faces like, you know, don't say that. But, you know, it was like it threw people off. But, you know, I mean, the no body cases are becoming more and more common because they do use just because most cases are circumstantial. You know, it's like there's a misnomer that people think that circumstantial evidence isn't as powerful as direct evidence. And it is. Sometimes it's more powerful. You know, I mean, that's just facts. I mean, eyewitness testimony typically sucks. You know, you know, somebody in the blink of an eye, you know, catches sight of somebody, you know, if it's something where you're not necessarily aware that you need to remember it. And you know, you're thinking about what you think you saw. And every time you're accessing a memory, all you're doing is remembering the last time that you remembered it. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? So that thing, however it alters every time you go and think back about that. So point being, eyewitness testimony is just not something that's reliable typically.
No.
You know, obviously, if you get video, that's reliable, you know, and you still have ways to attack that. But circumstantial evidence is the way that cases are tried these days, and it's usually very successful. So, I mean, the fact of the matter is that you have a woman who vanished off the face of the earth, who had three kids. Granted, you know, I mean, they have a few warts with Anna because of the fact that, you know, her mothering leaves something to be desired a little bit in terms of, like, you know, she didn't seem to be spending much time with the kids, seemed to be more preoccupied with her lover, and you know, having that kind of part of her life was was eating into, I think, her mothering skills. But none of that equals her being ripe for murder. You know, I mean, like, I don't get it, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I'm certainly in no way, shape, or form victim blaming, but those are facts that exist in this case. And, you know, I mean, there's just no explanation for her vanishing, you know? We know because of what he pled out to, like, it's boiling down to that one thing. Like, they gave him the gift of removing that concept, like I said, that she could be out in the world somewhere alive and well.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, then, like, you mix in everything we know about him. We obviously, he's a convicted fraudster, which always works well when you're wanting people to believe your story of the body that doesn't exist, super, and how she died of a super rare condition that doesn't exist really either. You know, like, yeah, believe me, this will work out well. And then plus you have his Google searches and the state of mind and the videos from the stores. He doesn't look like he's grieving or in shock. He just looks like he's slightly inconvenienced. And that's the crazy thing. Another thing I've been wondering about, and I'm curious to get your take, because it's a point that the defense has been making, is, okay, well, the prosecution showed all these damning Google searches, and they certainly are. He wins the award for the worst Google searches ever in a murder case. I mean, the bar is set. It's going to be hard to beat this. Somebody will someday. They will take, and we'll name it, the Brian Walsh Google Search Award going forward. We will pass it on. It'll be a traveling trophy that will go from prison cell to prison cell for eternity. It'll be like the Stanley Cup.
But here's
the thing. They're pointing out, going, well, what about all these other searches he made? The ones for wine and for restaurants.
Poker.
Like, what about those? Like, I think they're doing you a favor by not bringing those up, because it makes him look even worse.
Right. It makes him look like he's trying to live his life in a normal fashion. Like, I could really go for some wine. Don't mind my dead wife in the basement. I could really use a Chardonnay right now.
It's even worse than that, Stacey. Don't mind my dead dismembered wife in the basement.
Thank you.
One thing to just have her be down there. It's another thing that you've spent hours, exhausting amounts of hours.
He deserves the wine. Look at the work he put into it.
Yeah, what's even more disturbing is his porn search. He's going to rub one out. Like, I mean, dude, that like that yeah. shit, I'm like, oh my God.
He like, learns his wife is cheating. Guy. So what's the first thing? Let's go find material of wives cheating. And this is somehow like, let's normalize this.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, it's not so bad. I mean,
get some wine know. While I'm at it.
Oh yeah. He like, yeah, the Google search is the only thing I can say in terms of his defense is that really, and it goes to one of our questions, which I know Stacey's going to get to, but like that concept of premeditation.
Yep, exactly.
You know, so we've got this thing where really the only search that took place, which I think was on the 27th of December, is the divorce one, right? Like, yeah. What's the best state for a guy to get a divorce in? You don't have anything leading up to it that really would indicate that this was something that he was thinking of.
There is the one search for Anna Walsh found dead.
And that was on Christmas Day, right? Mm.
But people are saying, well, that's in relation to that plane that crashed. Like, I don't really see how that's like, she wasn't on that plane. He knows she was. I mean, that's right. A weird thing to search.
Almost Anna like Walsh a fantasy found of dead. Sorts.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Is he like trying to find like the baseline for like,
well, cause it was the airplane crash, right? Like yeah. So there's an airplane crash as well. So, I mean, in theory, like she was gone for Christmas.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. So like, I mean, like
wishful thinking, maybe. Right?
Or like, he's like, I don't know where the fuck this woman is. Like maybe she well, is dead.
You guys, she's having an affair and, I'm not going to get personal here, but when people are having affairs, they disappear for hours at a time. They are they're not accessible.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So she must have been missing for a time where he couldn't get in touch with her. She wasn't responding. And so he's starting to do this snowball effect of, well, maybe she's dead.
Okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And look, dude, it was fucking Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Totally, like I have kids. There is like no set of circumstances where I am not at my home on Christmas morning when my kids wake up to open their gifts. There's not, right. There's not like, there's nothing going on in the world that is going to trump that. So like he's sure. sitting there thinking like I would like, where is this fucking woman? Like she hasn't hit me back up. Like what the fuck? It's yeah. Christmas. Like, where is she? And like, he's like, you know, I think
where someone almost says that. Like your excuse is you better be found dead somewhere. Right. If you're not like, that sort of a thing.
Fucking be dead.
Yeah.
Her flights were delayed. Right. That was the reason she was late on Christmas.
Which is, can happen. Weather can happen. Yeah. You can have mechanical issues. That happens. We're seeing it a lot now.
But she wasn't texting him back, right? Like there was like, she just wasn't hitting him back up.
So maybe that one is less suspicious when we look at it in that context.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that made a little more sense to me now because otherwise it was like, what are you doing? Like, is this?
Well, you guys, I'm telling you, I had a spouse that disappeared for 12 hours. This
did
is
you
a,
look
a
him per- up for being dead?
I didn't. No, but I was texting family members. Like, have you heard from so-and-so? And none of them had heard. And the excuse that I heard was, well, I was with my brother. Text the brother. The brother goes, no, he's with his daughter. Text the daughter. No, he's with the brother. And it's like, what in the flying fuck is going on? And this is somebody who constantly has their phone in their hand and they're like, and all of a sudden they're not accessible. So it can start to get you a little bit paranoid.
Oh, you're immediately thinking this guy is fucking around on you. Like immediately, like that's immediately happening. You're like, okay, this motherfucker's cheating on me. You know, I mean, without question. Yeah, which kind of goes to this concept of whether or not, which is a big deal here in terms of the premeditation part of it, in terms of the intent part of it, in terms of getting, you know, that first or second degree murder that they want in this case, is was he aware of the affair? Because it's a great motive. You don't have to prove motive, but we know that that is a very common motive for people losing their lives when they're cheating on their spouses. So, you know, I mean, like that could go to that, like that kind of concept, I think plays into that he did know because they've had a hard time establishing that he knew. You know
but
what I'm saying?
I guess is there a motive? Is there really a motive here at all? I mean, was he aware of the affair? Probably. It certainly looks like it, or at least highly suspicious at the bare minimum. He didn't have a lot of, you would think if he was going to do something like this, it wouldn't be a shopping spree the day after. He would have been a little more prepared if he was planning to do this, like leading up. I'm just wondering if this was literally, I don't want to say accident, but something horrible. Maybe, you know, maybe it was a quick, something set him off, and then out of anger, sheer rage, he strangles her. Something happens. He hits her just right, and she's out and she's done. And it's just that quick.
Right.
And,
or the old, they get in an argument, he pushes her, she hits her head on a fucking counter and bleeds out.
Is there something stupid where it's like, what's the motive for the argument? Sure, that, but was it motive to kill? Because you can have motive in an angry situation, but you're not intending to kill somebody. So I don't know that there even is a motive here. Well, he fucked up. And she's dead, and then he didn't want to be, you know, on the line for murder, because ultimately it would be murder no matter what, motive or no motive.
That goes right to Christy's side. So Christy, pull it up, Stacey. So Christy says, where does premeditation come into all this?
Does the state have to prove it? Yeah.
Well, they have to prove intent. Like, so that's the thing. And the thing that people, I think we talked about this on the last live, you can form premeditation in a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
Like, this doesn't have to be something that he was planning way ahead of time or even days or hours ahead of time. You can form premeditation. So the difference between voluntary manslaughter, which is like that situation, like we're in, say we're in a fierce argument, and I push her. My intent is not to kill her, but I push her, she hits her head, cracks her skull open, and she bleeds out, or the brain damage causes her to die. That's like a voluntary manslaughter, because you need that malice aforethought, which, again, malice aforethought can form almost instantaneously.
But how do you prove that it didn't form in that second?
It's hard. And when you don't have a body, it's really, really hard. You know, like that's the thing. Like, that's the tough part of this thing, where the state's going to have to do yeoman's work in terms of being able to show the intent. Like, and it's just it like that part of the case is the hardest part of the case for them, because when you're looking through the statute, you know that intent factor is mandatory to get murder one or murder two, you know. Well, because like people sometimes confuse heat of the moment with malice aforethought, because malice aforethought, they both, but it's the intent is the difference, like the intent to kill, like, because you can form that, like, even. Think of a situation where shit just gets so out of hand and that, like, something violent happens and that violence that you befall on the other person causes their death, but it wasn't your intent to kill them. Whereas that heated moment does lead into a thing where you did want to, like, it did lead into you wanting to kill them, and you did kill them, like, such as strangling them to death. Like, you know, like pushing, hitting your head on a cabinet or a countertop, granite countertop, and you fall and you die is one thing. Strangling somebody out from an argument that just happened in the, like, out of nowhere, heat of the moment type shit, that you're going to have malice aforethought. When you're choking somebody out, you can feel their body becoming lifeless while you're doing it. That's malice aforethought. Your intent is to kill that person, you know? So it's just a different thing. So that's going to be one of their challenges in this case.
Can the jury convict on a lesser charge? Murder one is obviously the charge, but can they come back and go in this state and say, nope, it's murder two, or it's voluntary manslaughter, or something else?
I can't say for certain in Massachusetts, because their laws are a little janky. Like, here in Illinois, you can default to a lesser included.
Yeah.
You know, so like, but if I'm Tipton, I'm asking for the lesser included, like a manslaughter charge to come in there.
Yeah.
You know, because it could have been like as a fallback. You know what I'm saying?
Because you don't want it to be a straight yes or no, because it could be a very solid no on murder one. You may just not have the evidence for murder one, but second degree voluntary manslaughter, those may be more applicable for this case. And right. you don't want to just throw the whole baby out with the bathwater because you think you can't. So yeah. hopefully that's a very clear instruction given if that's an option when that comes up, because that could be a mess.
We'll find out, T, when they're doing the jury instructions, whether or not the lesser includeds are going to be in there. I mean, you should always leave the jury the ability to be able to get them on a lesser included, as far as I'm concerned. You know, it's like, to me, it's the state or the Commonwealth being greedy if they're just like, yeah, it's this or nothing. Like, that's foolish. Like, why would you cut your legs off at the knees like that if you're the state? You know, especially in a case like this where there's some issues. You've got some issues in terms of provability. And, you know, you have to consider that and take that, you know, under account and do what you can to get the conviction that you're looking for, at least in some form or fashion. So, I mean, we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, it's like the case is not, for as obvious as it is, this is a great case for showing kind of the difficulties in navigating the system, you know, in terms of getting a conviction. And in a case like this, it's not as, because we're all sitting here like, this guy fucking killed his wife.
Mm-hmm.
But you still got to prove it.
Yeah. You know?
And it's not always that easy.
Oh, they're going to be really studying easy. This case in law schools, aren't they?
I mean, it's a very interesting case in terms of the defense they decided to go with.
Yeah.
You know, because like you can see it's got pitfalls. You know, there's traps in it, and it's a tough case for the state to navigate. You know, when he pled out, that wasn't the state making an offer. Like, he just went in and changed his plea. So, like, when you're arraigned initially, that's where you go in. They read the formal charges, and you plead right there, either guilty or not guilty. Mm-hmm. You know, and 99% of the time, people, you know, at that arraignment are pleading not guilty. So he went in on a change of plea. Like, the state didn't have any say-so. The judge didn't have any say-so. They couldn't say, you can't plead guilty to that. He's like, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm admitting it. I'm guilty of those two things. It's like, you know, that's it. So, like, there was no way to stop him from doing it.
You know,
so from that angle, that really
– it's a strategy. It is a strategy that they're trying to employ. And you know what? And Tipton, he doesn't seem like a bad attorney. I mean, he's playing the card he was dealt, mm-hmm, and he's playing them pretty well. We've seen plenty that are dealt absolute shit cards. I mean, look at Donna Adelson's Tom Petty attorney. Right. I mean, that was a shit show.
Yeah.
I mean, this, not so much. Like, I'm like, okay, you're like, you are really playing this well for like having like nothing in your hand.
Yeah, there's a misconception that public defenders are not great lawyers, and that's just not true. Public defenders there can be phenomenal lawyers. I mean, their problem is always time or the lack thereof. You know, you just have a huge amount of cases that you're trying to handle, and it's just like you just don't have enough time to dedicate to this one client. But here, obviously, he cleared his slate, you know, in terms of having enough, because he's put together, it's been a very thorough defense. Like, he's been prepared for every witness.
Yeah.
You know, and Tipton's doing the heavy lifting. He's got co-counsel there, second chair, but Tipton's doing all like a bulk of the work.
I would give a tip of my hat to Tipton if he happens to get him off. Not because it's a good thing, but of like, damn, that was impressive if you're able to do that.
He had won a case in front of Canone with recently, and it was a bench trial, and you know, obviously with all the Karen Reed shit going on, like people were of interest of that. Tipton was the lawyer in that, and it was an interesting case, and I wasn't aware of it until somebody in my chat was like, oh, Tipton had won this case recently, and apparently it was the ex-wife. They were in a heated argument, and she slapped her ex-husband. He had all kinds of, and they charged her with second degree murder, saying that because the medical examiner had come back and said that her slap is what caused him to have this myocardial infarction or whatever it was. It was some kind of arrhythmia, something with his heart stopped. And it killed him. Yeah. And they charged her on it. So he went in and fought it. And he's like, there's no fucking way. He's like, this guy had all kinds of pre-existing conditions. You cannot say definitively that the argument in and of itself without the slap could have caused him to have a grabber or whatever it was that went wrong with his heart that caused his heart to stop beating. And he ended up winning that case. So, I mean,
the guy's capable of doing it, and it's not too dissimilar if you think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, where it's like, right. yeah, interesting.
Damn.
Yeah. Bob Mata, defense attorney, Defense Diaries is a podcast. Also, Buried
Inside the John Wayne Gacy Investigation.
There we go. That's available also right now wherever you get podcasts. So download it. Get it in your devices for holiday travels because what is it? How many episodes on the Gacy?
We 18? Just dropped 23 today, and it
23.
Is 36 episodes long. There's still
13. That'll get you over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house you go.
Indeed. And it's a good listen, download. I promise. Yeah,
it really is, especially if you've been watching the Hulu show.
Yep.
It's definitely worth checking out. So do check that out wherever you get podcasts. Be sure to press subscribe here, wherever you're listening or watching us. You don't miss any of our coverage of this and the many cases we're following for you. Until next time, for Bob and Todd and Stacy, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. no hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay, okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
CODA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your CODA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with CODA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. CODA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your CODA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with CODA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.